Well, during his press conference yesterday, President Obama urged President-elect Donald Trump to think long and hard before endangering the young immigrants who have been protected from deportation through his executive action, people whose parents brought them to the U.S. as children. It was an answer to a reporter's question about whether Obama could shield the 750,000 or so immigrants who provided the government with identification when they applied for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. As Armando Truhl from Here and Now contributor WAMU in Washington, D.C. reports, many of them are worried.
There's no telling what's going to happen to me when, you know, my work permit expires.
30-year-old Mary Beth Onyeku was born in Nigeria, and her parents brought her to Washington, D.C. when she was two. Her father was on a student visa that expired 4 years later. She says the family decided to stay without papers instead of returning to a country racked with violence.
We lost her immigration status, but I didn't find out about this until I was 13. So which really changed my entire perspective because I don't remember Nigeria at all. I don't have any point of reference for that country. So to have to grapple with its reality that I'm undocumented, that I can be removed, was very unsettling.
21-year-old Claudia Quiñones and her mother came from Bolivia almost 11 years ago and settled in Hyattsville, Maryland, after overstaying their visa. Quiñones says it was difficult to live in the shadows. Her friends got driver's licenses. She couldn't. They paid in-state tuition for college. She couldn't. And always the fear that immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, could arrest her.
It was tough because I felt American. I was an American kid growing up and studying in the American school system. But I wasn't really one because I didn't have a Social Security number.
Then, 4 years ago, President Obama signed an executive order called DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It granted these involuntary immigrants temporary protection from deportation and work papers if they came out of the shadows and applied for the program. Quiñones says DACA opened unexpected doors.
It was a blessing. I was able to get a driver's license. I'm actually in my last year getting my political science degree. And, you know, I know that I wouldn't have been able to accomplish what I have. And it's all thanks to DACA.
But in order to apply for DACA, you have to turn yourself into the immigration agency. Mary Beth Onyeku did and says now she feels exposed.
The way that it's set up when you apply for DACA, you provide all of your information so they know where I live, they know my connections, they know where I work, they have access to my bank accounts, they have all of that information.
Onyeku says she's worried agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, will come knocking.
The reality that my work permit can expire and the next day, you know, ICE shows up at my door.
Some immigration reformers support the end of DACA. They say it was an abuse of executive authority.
And what President Obama did was create unrealistic expectations for people who've been here illegally for some period of time.
Dan Stein is the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, a conservative think tank that's concerned about what it calls the harmful impact of uncontrolled immigration. Stein says the Trump administration will need to clean up the expectations created by DACA.
We're going to encourage him to take a humane, constructive approach to these issues. But at the same time, we also realize that if you reward people who broke the rules in front of those people who respected our system, you're striking at the heart of the fundamental fairness that animates all of American democracy.
About 100 immigrant activists and supporters from all over the country are shouting, "Yes, we can," in Spanish, at the Civic Center in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. They gathered here 2 days after Trump's election to discuss next steps. Ana Sol Gutierrez is a Maryland state delegate from Montgomery County.
I think we have to learn lessons from what's happened in other times when populations were under threat. Going back to the Jewish community in Germany, I think we need to know that these individuals have to be protected and they have to not be accessible when somebody comes to knock on their doors.
Immigration activists and lawyers say their offices have been swamped with calls from concerned DACA recipients. At this point, advocates are telling the youth to sit tight and wait for more details. And to begin planning for the possibility that after 4 years of living openly, a repeal of DACA may drive them out of the country or back into the shadows. For Here and Now, I'm Armando Drull.